designed to receive maximum sunlight.
Clothes room design.
Yeah, it lets in a whole bunch of sunlight, but it's enclosed. Maybe stuck on the side of a house or something.
A picture window?
Talking about the whole room? Do you have a name for that?
It receives light in your house? No.
Sun porch or sunroom? What would you?
Yeah, your sunroom. Well, if it's a porch, it's gonna not be outside where I would put it, you know. But if it's in the house, you have a sunroom.
Okay. And what do you call the informal room in a house for relaxation and TV viewing?
Oh, your den.
Okay. What would you call a room with a toilet and sink?
Your restroom or your bathroom.
Okay. Now, if it doesn't have a bath or shower, what would you call it?
Your restroom.
Okay. What kinds of stoves and furnaces and other heating equipment do you have in your house?
With furnace, central, heating, and air conditioning, window air conditioners.
Okay. And what kind of stove?
Electrical and gas.
Okay. And the heat circulating in your house?
Through vents, inner fixture the vents.
Okay, and then the air conditioning, is the same equipment used?
Well, it's possible, but we have different air conditioners and window air conditioners. You know, it cools the whole upstairs. But, yeah, we have an air conditioning unit that's through the central. Because we use so much electricity, we just really go on, you know, and use the window air conditioners.
Okay. What do you call a house that has three or more rooms arranged in a line, and when all the doors are open, you can see straight through?
A shotgun.
Okay. And what would you call a house that has two separate rooms or parts? And usually they're only single rooms. Each part's only a single room. They're connected by a roof, which covers the open area between two rooms.
A double tenant house.
Okay. Have you heard of a dog trot house?
No, I never heard of that.
Okay. And what would you call a house with a very long entry hall that's set at a 90 degree angle to a large room, large single room?
I don't know. It's a hall. A hallway.
Hall and parlor house?
No, I'm not familiar with that name.
Okay. Can you tell me about some small houses that have distinctive designs? You know, like, if you were going to describe to me some types of small houses, what kind?
Real small, like apartment?
No, I'm going to get to that later. Just single houses.
Like I said, a shotgun house. Is this what all? No one seen the designs on them or anything, no.
Okay.
Ghetto, something like that.
Do those, what you would call a ghetto house?
You know, the small houses,
Okay. What kind of buildings would house several or many families?
An apartment complex.
Okay.
Or building, you know.
Or what?
Or a building. A complex or building, same thing.
Okay. What does tenement mean?
Tenement. I'm not familiar with it.
Okay. What would you call a row house?
A row house? Well, a lot of houses under the same roof.
Under the same roof?
Well, an apartment is a good example. Apartment building. Mm-hmm. Another tall building, ground level apartment. Five or more, something like that.
Okay. They're building all kinds of these new buildings up everywhere now where they're like apartments, but not really.
Hotels?
No.
Motels?
No, people live there. They've got each got a little separate entranceway and maybe sometimes a little separate porch to it. They're like apartments, but no.
Projects?
No.
Oh, that's
what would a condominium be to you?
A condominium? Well, I know it's just an apartment complex. Like, you know, well, you have a lot of luxury apartments in the, you know, kind of high-class part of town around Birmingham. It's about what, you know, you're talking about. For the Sunday apartments, it should be homes. They rent $250 a month.
So the people do rent them rather than buying them?
Yeah, they rent
them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What would you call an apartment that occupies an entire level of the building?
The entire level?
Yeah.
I guess it's called the ground house. The entire level. If you have a building where you have families upstairs, and the last floor is just one apartment, right? That's gonna be hard. The basement floor or something. The ground floor.
Would you call it a flat?
No, I wouldn't.
Does that mean anything to you as far as apartments?
Yeah, flat, where it's just a... Well, you have your different kind of houses or apartments. You have your A-frame houses. And as far as I know, a flat is a house with a flat roof, straight roof on it. Mm-hmm. You know, you have A-frame houses. It was just different names, so...
Okay. Most apartment buildings have a man who does certain minor plumbing and electrical repair. What would you call
him? A landlord.
Okay, would he live there with the rest of the people?
Yeah, mostly they would.
Okay, what about somebody who doesn't live there, but he just comes in every day and does cleaning and stuff?
A janitor.
Okay, what would you use to cut your yard?
Lawnmower.
Can you tell me about some different kinds of lawnmowers?
Not brand name.
Not brand name, no. Just
yeah, we got a regular lawnmower.
It's about to run out.